Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we dare.
Good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in with for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and we have Deacon Hugh on the line with us. My co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell, will be on shortly. Good morning, Deacon. How are you?
I'm doing good in yourself. Good morning, Pastor.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. As always, our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take holds of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world, legislated instructions to be carried out by angelic forces. Amen. Before we get started, if you would go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. Here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests. We're getting a lot of prayer requests out of Africa. And a lot of prayer requests dealing with those that are trying to escape the grasp of witchcraft, the effects of witchcraft. So we want to keep those families, those cities, those territories in Africa. We want to keep them girded up in prayer, as well as praying for peace in the lives of the people there in Africa. So please, if you would do that in your personal prayer time, as well as we will tackle those issues, those spiritual issues today in prayer. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. And as always, the way we start or the way we initiate is we always come before the Lord in praise and worship. As the scriptures say, we will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So we're going to give God thanksgiving and praise. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we just praise you. We praise you and worship you, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. We honor you. We uplift you, Father God. Father God, you are to be glorified. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your holy name. We thank you and magnify your holy name. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, you are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done, Father God. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you for hearing our prayers. Father God, we know that you hear every prayer, Father, that is in a line in accordance with your will, O Heavenly Father. So we thank you and praise you, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and uplift you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be uplifted, Father God. Help us uplift you, Father God, to exalt you, Father God, so that all men will be drawn unto you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, from every nation, Father God. Hallelujah. All men will be drawn unto you, Father. Hallelujah. As your name is exalted in the earth, Father God, in the heavens, Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. Help us, Father God, today. Lead us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will forgive us for every sin, Father God, that we may have committed, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, just please direct our feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Father God, to make us into the men and women, Father God, that you have desired, you have envisioned that we are, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Continue to mold us, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding, Father God, of who you are, Father God. Give us understanding of your word. Give us revelation of your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, create in us a right spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be kinder, O Heavenly Father. Help us, O Heavenly Father, to walk, Father God, in love, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We uplift your name, Father God. We magnify your name. Father God, we continue, Father, to decree and declare, Father God, peace over the nations, O Heavenly Father. Peace, Father God, over the nations of Africa, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace in the families, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we just uplift, Father, the fatherless, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, each and every fatherless child, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of the widow, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We remind you of the poor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, your will be done in their lives, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Bring peace into their lives. Bring understanding into their lives, O Heavenly Father. Create in them a right spirit, O Heavenly Father. Father, stir up the gifts in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give those that have not received salvation an ear to hear, Father God, that they might receive salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your will be done in their lives, O Heavenly Father. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, watch over their seed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gifts in them. Give their seed, Father God, ears to hear, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep evil away from them, O Heavenly Father. Deliver them, Father God, from every temptation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us, Father God, from every temptation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as your word says, O Heavenly Father, that you will not lead us into temptation, Father God, but you will deliver us from every evil, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we decree and declare this day, Father God, right now, that we are delivered from every evil, Father God, that we might come upon, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father, for the victory right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father, this day, right now, Father God, that we are victorious, Father God, in every battle, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy is placed under our feet, made our footstool, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are victorious, Father God. For we have received salvation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, our surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and uplift you. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and give you honor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we remind you of this great country, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you bless those, O Heavenly Father, that have protected its interests, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those in the military and those that have served, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you, O Heavenly Father, that many have been wounded, hurt, Father God, protect thee, serving this country, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we remind you of them, Father God. We command that your spirit of healing falls on them now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every affliction, Father God, is healed. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I command in Jesus' name that every affliction must go, must die right now, is wiped out, Father God. In the name of Jesus, their fruits, Father God, will no longer be manifest, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We call every veteran, O Heavenly Father, that has been afflicted, wounded, O Heavenly Father, raise up off your sickbed. You have been healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we are victorious, Father God, over depression, Father God, PTSD, Father God, bad nerves, O Heavenly Father, high blood pressure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, mental issues, O Heavenly Father, spiritual and physical and spiritual and emotional scars, bruises, wounded, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, they are healed, Father God, and restored a thousandfold. Father God, we even command, Father, the time be restored, O Heavenly Father, that they have lost battling these afflictions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, their income, Father, their money, Father God, be restored. All that was lost, O Heavenly Father, all that was stolen, Father God, in the name of Jesus, command the restoration in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we uplift those that are in the military, Father God, around the world, Father, in the name of Jesus, of every country, Father God, that you give your angels charge over them, Father God, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, that you bring them back to their families, Father God, without affliction, without bruise, without scar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. We magnify your name right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we uplift the leadership of this country, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know that there are many unrighteous leaders in this country, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that your will be done in their lives, O Heavenly Father. Father God, every ungodly plan, Father God, every ungodly covenant, Father God, that has been made, Father God, is revealed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Works, O Heavenly Father, destroy or bring destruction upon this country and its people, O Heavenly Father. We command it be revealed now. I speak to the spirit of truth. You are to reveal yourself now, hallelujah, like the sun in the noonday, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against these backdoor deals. We come against, Father God, these covenants with the enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our spiritual enemy and even enemies, Father God, foreign countries, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, turn us back when we are an unrighteous enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help, Father God, create a right spirit in this country and the countrymen, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command a righteous spirit, Father God, to rule and abide over this country, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God, from California, Father God, to Maine, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, from Michigan to Texas, Father God, and everywhere in between, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we command the spirit of holiness and sanctification and righteousness, Father God, and shalom, Father God, to have its way, Father God, in this country, Father God, to rule and abide in this country. We command it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We command, Father God, these spirits rule and abide in Africa, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command these spirits to rule and abide, Father God, over Europe, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God, in the seven continents, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We decree and declare victory over the enemy today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and honor you, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God. We praise your holy name, Father God. Father God, we uplift, Father God, our governors and our mayors, Father God, of this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would lead them and guide them, O Heavenly Father. Father God, that you would blow on their hearts. We command, O Heavenly Father, your will be done, O Heavenly Father, in the lives of our mayors and our governors, O Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we remind you of the financial crisis, Father God, that faced the cities, Father God, that faced the nation, Father God, that faced the citizens, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let your will be done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command, Father God, your God-given solutions and ideas, O Heavenly Father, for the nations. Father God, we come against global greed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command these things be dismantled, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against and we bind every spirit, O Heavenly Father, that has aligned themselves with world leaders, O Heavenly Father, captains of industry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind their works right now. Angels, go forth and dismantle every plan, every work of the enemy involved with greed and hate and racial division. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, raise up your people, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Forgive your lost ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those, Father God, of the black race, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you give your angels charge over each and every man, woman, and child, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father God, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, bring us back into your bosom, O Heavenly Father. Call your people, call your children, call your bride, O Heavenly Father. Call, recall your firstborn, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of slaughter and murder and lack, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jealous and envy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind their works now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us back to you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Show us and remind us, Father God, that we are your people and you are our God, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. We magnify your name right now. Father God, I decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father, that these things are so. Father God, they are yes and amen, Father God. To this day, Father God, straightway, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for victory. We thank you for victory, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare and command the spirit of peace to fall over Jerusalem, O Heavenly Father. The spirit of righteousness, Father God, to rule and abide, Father God, over the nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, over the nations of the earth, racial equality, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we uplift our president, Father. in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know the prayers that we have prayed for him. You know, O Heavenly Father, that we have tarried for him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your will be done in his life, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. We give you praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift our spiritual leaders, Father God. Many are weary, O Heavenly Father. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that your will be done, that you supercharge them today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them awake, Father God, and walk with a pep in their step, Father God, a victory in their stroll, Father God, a joy in their heart, Father God, a praise in their mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to praise you. Help us to exalt you. Help us to uplift you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command the spirit of praise to fall on us, Father God, and to be in operation, O Heavenly Father, to lift you up to the nations, O Heavenly Father, to walk in a spirit of boldness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to walk in a spirit of love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, to speak about you when we go to and fro, O Heavenly Father, when we are about the way, when we are in general and casual conversation. Father God, we bring you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for many need to be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and praise your name. Father God, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, for mighty is the harvest, Father God, but there's a few. Father God, we ask that you increase the numbers of the workers, O Heavenly Father, so that many will be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, across the nations, O Heavenly Father, and their lives, Father God, and their descendants' lives, Father God, will be changed, O Heavenly Father. The enemy, Father God, will be placed underfoot, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray the spirit of discipleship, Father God, will fall on the church, will fall on the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father God, we just uplift our children, Father God, today, O Heavenly Father. Across the nations, Father God, we uplift our children. Father God, that you have given your angels charge over each and every one of them. None of them are forgotten, O Heavenly Father. Your will be done in their lives, O Heavenly Father, that they are given angelic protection, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, and evil shall not come upon them, that you will keep evil far away from them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command the gifts in them be stirred up, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command, Father God, that their ears be open, Father God, to and their hearts open to receive and hear the gospel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir up their anointings, O Heavenly Father, so that the world would even be changed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Blow on the hearts of those, O Heavenly Father, that might do harm to our children, O Heavenly Father, that they might be changed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive them for any and all sins they may have committed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Create in them right spirits, O Heavenly Father. You are lifted up, O Heavenly Father. You are exalted, Father God. So draw those men to you, O Heavenly Father. We command the drawing of men unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we have exalted your name. We have lifted you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise this morning. You are worthy of our praises, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you hear, Father God, all our prayers, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that by faith you answer those prayers, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as it is written, Father God. that whatsoever we pray, O Heavenly Father, believe that we receive it, Father God. And if you have not created it, Father God, that you will create it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, there is nothing that you won't do, nothing that you won't bring into existence, Father God, according to our prayers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father. Many of our children are sick and afflicted, handicapped, Father God, maimed, O Heavenly Father, born with clefts in their mouths, deformities, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we command the spirit of healing to come over these children right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command, Father, they are getting up out of their beds of affliction, O Heavenly Father. They are healed from cancers, Father God, brain tumors, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We command, Father God, they are pulled out of the grips of death, O Heavenly Father, out of the hands of the enemy, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. That's right. You wicked spirits, flee and run now in the name of Jesus. We have commanded healing over these children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, these children are for your glory. They are for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command feet straightened, legs straightened and strengthened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hearts strengthened, O Heavenly Father. Kidneys growing right now, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hearts being transplanted into the children right now, Father God. New limbs, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Their spirits are encouraged, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Holy Spirit, guide the hands and minds of the doctors, the physicians, the surgeons, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, so they'll know how to minister to these children, those with inadequate medical help, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command healing to fall on them, that the doctors are confused, O Heavenly Father, of how healing came on them. Father God, this is not for the victories of the doctors, Father God, but for your glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God. We magnify your name. We give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We speak to our children. We command you, raise up and walk, hallelujah, and give the Lord praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We command, Father God, that no longer are walkers, O Heavenly Father, in wheelchairs, Father God, of any kind, O Heavenly Father, are in need, O Heavenly Father, for you have straightened out spines, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. You have commanded ligaments, Father God, to operate the way you intended, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We command every demon that's holding on to these children's organs, Father God, and their skeletons, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command you to release them right now and flee in terror, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for these children's healing and their restoration, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. All that was lost, Father God, with the families, Father God, through medical bills, through travel, O Heavenly Father, time that they lost with their children, Father God, we command it be restored, Father God, 1,000-fold right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those children, Father God, that are dealing with emotional issues, Father God, spiritual issues, depression, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those children that are under attack, O Heavenly Father, by spiritual forces, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command their victory now. We command you to come out now. We command a renewed spirit in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bind up depression, O Heavenly Father. We bind up the spirit of confusion, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You will not have our children in the name of Jesus. We take them out of you. We snatch them out of your grip, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We command our children be free today, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, we thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father God. We praise you and thank you for hearing all our prayers, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. And as always, Father, we give you praise, O Heavenly Father. Father God, and we decree and declare, Father God, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father God, that you have and that you may continue to grant us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father God, that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through your Son, Father God, and we pray, Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, we command, Father God, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our beings, Father God, has been and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish, Father God, and understand and have discernment, O Heavenly Father, in the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, Father God, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, whether angelic or human, far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and you appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father God, in all these things that we have spoken, decreed, O Heavenly Father, we decree them to be law. They are legislated in the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. My co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell, has come on the line. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you? Hello, Deaconess. Can you hear me?
I'm doing well, Pastor Melvin.
Oh, that's well. Are you able to pray?
Yes, sir. I will pray.
Okay, if you could go ahead and lead us in prayer, and then we will have Deacon Hugh lead us in prayer.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we exalt you, we magnify you, and we lift up your holy and everlasting name. You are our God, and we do love you. Father God, we just give our hearts to you on today. God, we acknowledge you because you are our hope. You are our shield, God, and we love you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that you will continue to have your way all throughout this day, God. We pray that you would do all that you have in your heart for us, God. We pray that you will continue to move in every aspect and every area of our life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are awesome, powerful, mighty, and sovereign, God. God, we're believing you, Lord God, to mitigate the things that have been happening in the earth realm through our voice, Father God. We command this day that all that is in your heart, Father God, that be manifested in the earth. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you for who you are and what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we bless your name. We glorify your name, Father. We magnify, we exalt, we worship the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father. We bless and reverence your name, Almighty Father, for who you are. You are great and mighty and awesome and marvelous, Father. If there's anything we said or done that isn't pleasing in your sight, Almighty Father, we come right now in repentance of every single solitary sin, known and unknown, asking you to see us worthy of forgiveness, Father. We lay every weight on the altar, Almighty Father, right now. Whatever it is, Almighty Father, we ask that you see us worthy of forgiveness. We repent, Almighty Father, confessing every single solitary sin known and unknown before you, knowing that you are faithful and just to forgive us, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are Elohim, Elyon, El Shaddai, El Kankana Adonai. Oh, Abba Father, through the blood of Jesus, Yahweh, there is none like you in all the earth. The heavens declare your glory. And as we stand in the light of your countenance on this morning, Almighty Father, at the top of the morning, we call and decree and declare, we command, Almighty Father, everything that's in our life that you birthed us for and gave us breath for today, Father, we command it to come into alignment and agreement with your Holy Spirit and your plan for our life on this day, on this new month, Almighty Father, the third month, the representation of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We release your presence, Almighty Father. And as we stand in the light of your countenance on the rest of the months to come, on the rest of the days and the afternoons and the evenings to come, on the rest of this year, Father, do supernatural things, Almighty Father, in our lives on today. Oh, Father, we, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release ourselves to you, that you take full, complete control, rest, rule, abide, and reign in our lives. Almighty Father, we give you full access to possess our spirits, our bodies, our souls, our hearts, our minds, every fiber of our being, be saturated, sanctified, and consecrated through the blood of Jesus Christ. We release your plan, your purpose, and your promise upon us, Father. And we thank you, Father. We praise you for who you are. You are mighty and awesome, and almighty, almighty Father, marvelous and wonderful in all your ways and your works and your wonders to perform, to behold. You said, blessed is the Lord, almighty Father. Blessed, oh my soul, almighty Father, and forget all the benefits. Father, do in the name of Jesus, not forget all the benefits. Never forget all of the benefits that you release upon us, Almighty Father. Help us to be more mindful of the small things sometimes we take for granted, Almighty Father. Help us to have an attitude of gratitude. There's someone that didn't wake up today, Father. There's some people's lives that were taken. Some people are homeless today, Almighty Father. But we thank you for everything that we have, every single solitary thing that we have, down to the socks and the shoes on our feet, Almighty Father. We thank you for a roof overhead and clothes on our back. We thank you for the blood running warm in our veins on this morning, Almighty Father. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you that all of our faculties are working properly in our body. Our mind is sound, Father. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing. We have a heart to praise you and call upon you, Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing, a roof over here, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on the table, Almighty Father. It might not be all that we want, but we have something, Father. We thank you for everything. We thank you for our family and our family members. We thank you for our ministries, Father. And we ask that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide, and reign. We give you full access to possess our spirits, our bodies, our souls, our minds, our heart. We give you full authority to rest, rule, abide, and reign on this morning. We release and place and loose ourselves into your bosom, into your hands, Almighty Father. Let you take full, complete control. And we thank you and we praise you. We decree and declare all these things done in Jesus Christ's name. And it is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Mel. Deaconess Angela. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Pastor Melvin. Okay. Deacon Hugh, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay. Well, we just continue to praise God, and we just thank God for all that he's doing. God, we do exalt you, and we magnify you. God, we do lift you up. You are the only true, wise, and living God, and there is nobody like you. We continue to praise you. We continue to exalt you and acknowledge who you are. You are an awesome and powerful God. God, we do thank you. We know that it is nobody but you that has allowed us to be where we are this morning, Father God. We don't take it for granted, God, that your grace and mercy have continued to follow us, God. We thank you for the prayers that have gone forth so far, Father God. We thank you for the legislation that has happened through our voice, over our children, over our healing. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have been doing through this line,
yes.
God. You are truly an awesome and powerful God, and there is nobody like you. God, we pray that you will continue to have your way in leadership on today, God. We lift it. We lift up, Father God, those that have been feeding your flock, God. We lift up your shepherds, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, that we should give honor, Father God, to those that have rule over us. We should obey, God. And so, God, on today, we just pray for them, Lord God. We pray for the angel of this house and for Apostle over to Father God. We pray that you will continue to move mightily in everything she puts her hand to, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will continue to give her wisdom on how to move in and out in the apostolic. We pray that you will give her, Father God, favor on every business venture that she is a part of, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would move in every aspect of her life, God, because you are a good God and you care about her, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you want to do a mighty work in the city of Chicago and the surrounding states and internationally through her, God. And so we just lift her up before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, continue to give her the strategy on how to move this ministry forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome God. You are a powerful God, and there is nobody like you, Lord God. We pray that you will continue to just move in every aspect, and we thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We release your presence on this morning. Almighty Father, saturate and sanctify the phone lines, Almighty Father. In the name of Jesus. Move on the phone lines right now, Almighty Father. Bring order in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the scripture in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, Father. In the blood of Jesus, we pray. There's none like you on the earth. The heavens declare your glory. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We just speak in our heavenly language. Thanking you, Holy Spirit, for your presence.
God, we thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Father God, we uplift the families of this world, O Heavenly Father, that have been dealing with witchcraft, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against, Father God, unknown covenants, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we come against ancient covenants, Father God, with devils and demons, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command those covenants broken right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The soul has been disintegrated, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind the movements and the efforts and the seeds, Father God, of devils and demons, O Heavenly Father. We come against the prayers, O Heavenly Father, of witches and warlocks, Father God. We come against the spells of witches and warlocks, Father God. They will be of no effect, O Heavenly Father, of people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command angelic protection to fall over individuals and families, men and women, children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We command this evil, Father God, to be removed and banished, O Heavenly Father, from and off families, O Heavenly Father. Family will no longer eat the fruits, Father God, of evil, Father God, witchcraft, Father God, of the prayers and witches and warlocks, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Their prayers will be of no effect, Father God, in the earth realm, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, and in the spirit realm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Angels go forth and ensure that these prayers, these chants, these saints will be of no effect, hallelujah, in the earth, in the spirit realm, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you right now. We magnify your name right now, Father God. We thank you and call forth the victory, O Heavenly Father, that you have given us from the foundations of the world, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you have turned the curse into a blessing because you love us, O Heavenly Father. So we are blessed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it right now, Father God, no matter how it looks, O Heavenly Father. We are blessed, Father God. We are victorious, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Angels bring it into manifestation this day. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise your holy name, Father God. We magnify your holy name, O Heavenly Father. The curses are broken this day, O Heavenly Father. The evil yokes are broken this day, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we place on your yoke, Father. We place your yoke, which is light, over the families, O Heavenly Father, of the earth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we bow. Father God, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us, Father God, for the shedding of innocent blood, O Heavenly Father, in this neighborhood, in this city, Father God, in this nation, Father God, in the nations of the earth, Father God. We ask your forgiveness, O Heavenly Father, for the shedding of innocent blood. Father God, we call forth the end, Father God, of the shedding of innocent blood, Father God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse our hands, Father God. Cleanse our hearts, Father God, and forgive us this day, right now, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We give you praise. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, in all these things, Father God, we have declared and decreed, Father God. They are so in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Again, here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave your prayer requests. If they're of a private nature, you can inbox them, and we will add our faith to yours. We will cover you in prayer. Here on the page, you can engage the ministry. You can ask. So if you're going through situations in life, you don't know, you may not know what to do. According to scripture, we will advise you what might be your next step. We will pray and seek a word from the Lord and what your next step should be. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all want to be led by the Lord. We all want his word to be a lamp unto our feet. Praise God. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. That stands for Follow Me As I Follow Christ, Global Prayer Warriors. Amen. Our time is growing. Our time is growing nigh. So we thank you for joining us and listening to the broadcast. We thank you for being in agreement with the prayers as it is written in the scriptures. It is spiritual law that where two or more of us agree on anything on earth as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father in heaven. Amen. God, the Creator, Elohim, Adonai, praise God. He will bring those prayers, those agreed prayers, into fruition. So until next week, remember, you are favored of the Lord, and because you are favored, laws change, rules change, situations change, lives change, hearts and minds change. All these things can and will change in your favor because God's favor goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. It begins to change things around before you even get there, before you even begin to pray about them. So walk in faith and know that God is working on your behalf. He has since before the foundations of the world. So hopefully that encourages you. Remember, we love you. God continue to bless you, and we will see you next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And until then, again, we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen.
everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say. To what His word says, God has spoken. Let the church say,
amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever He says, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling, battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your red sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
Why God has spoken, I heard Him, so let the church say, the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say, amen.
Oh, let the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,